And welcome to our second service of Easter worship this morning. And let's say together, Hallelujah! He is risen. And it's just so good that we can be together and to know that the promises are true and our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Holy Spirit that indeed, even though we've had a dark season, even though we've walked through the valley, that we are coming up on the mountaintop, that this is indeed Resurrection Day, and we give God all thanks and praise. So let's say it again together. Everyone, all kids and family, let's say together, He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Happy Easter and happy Resurrection Day. And just know that our hearts go out to all of you in this time, and we do pray that this can be a new day, a new place to start, a chance for us to turn the page, and that we can look towards our brighter future and a certain hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And we're going to begin. I want to share that we've had some great offerings for worship. Christine had a prelude that we broadcast right before this service of Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Ross Snodgrass put together an organ prelude for us and on Christ the Lord is Risen Today and something for us to sing. However, trying to juggle different technology was a little frustration for me this morning. So unfortunately, Ross, we're going to do this Christ the Lord is Risen Today on guitar and singing this morning. Thank you for your organ prelude, but just couldn't get that done. We'll do it next Sunday. But we're going to start. I'm going to invite my kids up here to stand up here, and we're going to sing together this song, this traditional Easter song, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
Christ the Lord is risen today.
we now where Christ has led.
Glory now where Christ has led.
Prepared for us, but this is the song of Easter morning. Christ the Lord is risen today, and we give God all thanks and praise. Now, let us pray as we begin this time of worship this day. And God, we are just so thankful, and God, we thank you for Easter Sunday. We thank you for Resurrection Day, not only this day 2,000 years ago, but a resurrection each and every day of our lives. For God, in Jesus Christ, you have given us mercy, forgiveness, and grace. God, you have washed our sins away, and we can stand here clean, not in our own righteousness, but in the righteousness that you impart to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, and by his Holy Spirit. God, this gives us a firm foundation. This gives us a solid rock on which we can stand. And God, we each of us claim the victory that we have today in your Son, Jesus Christ, and by his resurrection power. God, help us to all know this peace that passes understanding that we can find in your Son and by his Holy Spirit. And God, we pray for all of those that are in the family of this church, God, all of those that are in the human family. God, in this difficult time, God, we pray for your forgiveness, your mercy, your grace. We pray for your healing power. We pray for the Spirit of your Son, the Spirit of your peace, the Spirit of your love, the hope that we have in a bright future. For God, we know that you are for us and not against us. God, help us to understand this great truth and help us to celebrate the resurrection each and every day. Help us to find the fruits of that resurrection, that victory over all circumstances, God, if we know that we stand on the solid rock that we have in your Son. God, we pray, and even as Jesus taught us, we pray that prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer, God, as we begin this time of worship. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We're going to start with a children's message this morning, and Eden's going to come up and help out her mom. Let's have a time, and we had a special time for the children. I'd like to thank Courtney and the group for the crafts that they had for the kids this morning. But Eden, come right up and help out your mom.
Good morning. So as Kanan was saying, we had a time this morning that we did a craft together. Can you share what were we making?
We were making Play-Doh.
Right, and what were we going to turn our Play-Doh into? Ours hasn't been turned into it yet, but what's our Play-Doh going to become?
It's going to become the tomb that Jesus went into.
Yeah, the tomb that Jesus went into, that's right. And he went into that tomb, they put him in that tomb on Friday, right, after he was crucified. But what do we know when they went to the tomb that morning, on that first Easter morning, was the tomb all shut up and locked up and closed up tight? What was going on that morning?
The tomb was opened, and when two people went inside, Jesus wasn't there.
That's right. That is the miracle of Easter. They knew that that stone that was in front of that tomb, it was a giant stone, like bigger than we could ever imagine, bigger than a person could roll. We got these big boulders out front of our house, way bigger than those. And when they went that morning, they were expecting to see it all locked up. But when they got there, that stone had been rolled away, right? And Jesus wasn't there. Where was Jesus? Do you know?
In heaven.
Jesus had been raised, right? And he said, he appeared and he said, don't be afraid. First the angels said, don't be afraid. Because what we know about Easter is that Easter is a time of new beginnings, that Jesus did the unthinkable, that Jesus rose from the death. Jesus proved that death is not the last word, but that Jesus' saving grace and God's love is always the last word. Now, I brought something today. We often at Easter have Easter eggs, right? Mm-hmm. We have Easter eggs. And what is in the middle of an egg? What's in an egg?
The yolk.
The yolk, right? So if you smash a raw egg, what's it going to do?
It's going to drop the yolk.
That's right. It's going to drop the yolk. So I'm going to have you hold this. So if I was to just smash this, like really hard, then it's going to make a big mess, isn't it? It's going to be a yolk,
yeah.
Right? All right. Well, I'm just going to do this for fun because it's Easter and we're home, so why not? So we're going to see if I can. So when I smash this, it's going to be a big mess. You ready? One, two. Whoa! What just was inside my egg? Can you see that? What is that?
Confetti.
It's confetti, right? And that is not at all what was in that tomb that first morning. But that first Easter, it was kind of like a surprise like that. Do you want to do one? Hold it up. It was kind of a surprise like that, that they went to the tomb and they expected it. You have to put it in the palm. They expected that tomb to be empty. But when they got there that morning, the tomb, they expected Jesus to be tied up, be up in that. Sorry, I'm distracted by all the eggs being shattered over here. But what they expected to find Jesus in that tomb, and instead the stone had been rolled away and Jesus was risen. And I wanted to use these confetti eggs because I think it reminds us that inside is a big surprise. What we thought was going to be, whoa, inside the egg is not there. And when they expected to find Jesus in the tomb, he wasn't there. Because where does Jesus live?
He lives in heaven.
In heaven, and where else does he live?
In our hearts.
He lives in our hearts, that's right. Jesus lives in heaven, and he lives in our hearts. And so on Easter, we say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. More enthusiasm. Right, we say, hallelujah, praise be to God for the miracle and the joy and the laughter of that first Easter morning and every Easter from now until eternity. So thank you. Let's have a prayer real quick. God, we thank you for the miracle of Easter. We thank you for the joy that was found that morning when that stone was rolled away. And we thank you for the joy we find this morning in small miracles, in fun surprises, and in the love of one another, our family, and of you, O God. Be with these children gathered here with us and all around the world. May they always know of your love, and may they always laugh in your presence, O God, because laughter is good and laughter is love. For it's in your name we pray this day and every day. Amen and amen. Thank you, Eden. We have a real mess up here on our communion table.
Amen. But we do thank you, Eden. And that was fun. I haven't seen those. We do. We've got confetti now everywhere, I think, appropriate for the celebration of Easter Sunday. But just wanted to lift up some of those that are in our prayers and in our concerns and our church family this week and around the world. And one thing that I know we're all thinking of in the Central Church family is the loss of our dear friend Peggy. And Peggy passed away this week unexpectedly, and we had her memorial service on Zoom. And what a celebration of life. We're going to have another memorial service in real time once we're out from under this pandemic. But we just had a wonderful sharing of memory on Friday, and we know that Peggy is in a better place, and we lift her up, and we lift up her husband, Bob, in this time, and we pray that the church family can surround them with our love. We also have other prayer concerns that we've kept in our hearts. Beverly, who's lost her son Brad this past week, remains in our prayers. Diane has asked for special prayers and also for her friend and in her job search. Nikki's asked for prayers for her friend Jocelyn in this time. We have the prayers for the church in Ponca City, which is Nikki's home church, and other churches that we know, that we love, and that we keep in our prayers. And also we pray for all those that are struggling from the coronavirus pandemic, for the healthcare workers, for the essential workers, for this economy, and those that are struggling and the loss of jobs and in a difficult economy, for those who've lost income. And we do pray for the leaders here and all around the world. And we just lift all of these up, and we pray and we ask for God's healing power to come down, and we trust in God, and we trust that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And of course, we pray for all those prayers that go unmentioned in our hearts. And in this time, we have shifted our service around a little bit, so we're going to sing the Alleluia as we remember these prayers this day and as we lift this up. So I'll ask the children also to join their voices. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Background. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Of Christ and his resurrection is true now and forever. And we're going to lift up the Word of God, lifting up the lesson of Scripture today. And today, this is found in all the Gospels, but we're lifting this one up from Matthew, and the same text that we lifted up also this morning in the story of Easter. And the Scripture says that after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly Jesus came to them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him and said, and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ on this Easter Resurrection Day. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. And Nikki, this is really something that we've been waiting for a long time. And I know that when we first started and we came under this stay-at-home order and we started doing these worship from home, we thought it would last maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. We had no idea that we would be spending Easter Sunday here broadcasting from our living room. But we're doing church, you know, and I think there was some question, is Easter canceled? And no, Easter is not canceled. And the story continues, and the message of the story is the same, that we have a certain hope, that we know that we can trust in the resurrected life. And so we give thanks. And it's so interesting because, you know, all this week also we were waiting and we were thinking, well, we'll do Easter outside. and yesterday we had a 70-degree day. We could have done, if Easter was yesterday, we could have done it outside. And here we are with the snow and the cold today, and here sitting again in front of our fireplace. But the power of this story, and I think the story is something that speaks to us, and the reason that we share this story is that this is not just a dry lesson of history. This story speaks to us also today. And the message is the same for us today, because we've been afraid. We've been isolated. Mm-hmm. We've been alone. We've felt desperate and unsure.
Well, we've been grieving a friend.
We've been grieving mm-hmm. in the loss of a friend this week. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about the circumstances. We talked about this morning, about how this may be more like the first Easter. Perhaps in our lives, in the life of Central Christian Church, this is more like the first Easter than perhaps any other Easter that we've experienced. Mm-hmm. And that's because we did lose a friend this week, and we walked this dark valley this week. But we remembered, and we had a memorial service Friday, and on that day we said, you know, Friday is hard, but Sunday's coming. Mm-hmm. So, I do think this is an interesting parallel, isn't it, to our lives today?
Well, and I know for me, I have been waiting because I need Easter morning this year. I need that angel to appear and say, do not be afraid. You know, it's going to be all right. And because it's been a dark 4 weeks, I think we just started week 5 of being home together, I believe. Week 5? I think so. They all run together at this point. But we, like you said, we never dreamt we'd still be here. We never dreamt that going to the grocery store in some ways would feel like you're going into a war zone in a way. You know, you don't know who has the virus, or you come home and have to take everything off and wash everything and take a shower. And it just feels like a different world that we're living in. And yet Easter is here and Christ is risen. And no matter what is different in the world, and no matter how much my heart aches for my friend, no matter how sick I am of being in isolation and how desperately I want to go run into the street and chase cars just to see people and say hello. I feel like a dog sometimes wanting to get out into the world. But I know that Christ is the same. And God is the same. And this Easter means so much to me to be reminded of, do not fear. God's got control. And death is not the answer. Love is the answer. And grace is the answer. And I don't know, more than ever, this Easter feels necessary and important to my heart.
Well, and I think the point being is that, you know, we needed this just as much as they needed this. You know, I mean, that's why we share the story, because we share the story of those women that are so afraid, that are gathered there and in the tomb. And, you know, Jesus had said, you know, this is not the end.
Right.
Jesus had said, you know, you can hope. But they, you know, they were confused. They were darkened in their mind. They had succumbed to fear. And the scripture says many times they were afraid. They were afraid. Other version of the scripture says that the women were worried mm-hmm. as they came to the tomb. But then the message is, you know, it's all just like Jesus said it was going to be. He's not here. He's risen. Do not be afraid. And then they leave off and it says, you know, even after they heard from the angels, they're still afraid. And then Jesus himself appears to them and says, do not be afraid. And the power, I think, is that's the message to us. Because when we get darkened in our hearts, when we're darkened by circumstances, when we lose people unexpectedly that we love, when we are, you know, feeling afraid and, like you say, like a dog, you know, I'm here in the house, you know, and feeling all cooped up. Mm-hmm. But there's the messages also for us today. The message is for us, I think, each and every day. And we think about the women thinking of all the worst possible case scenarios. They thought all of this, maybe this is not true. But the message that came to them from the angel, from Jesus, is yes, this is true. You can trust. You don't have to be afraid. That's the message that we need in our lives right. today.
Well, and I think it's comforting also to hear that they went to the tomb that day afraid. They showed up as they were. They weren't pretending. They didn't go to the tomb that day with big smiles on their faces and let's just get it, act like we got it all together. Like some Easters I have shown up to church and my heart maybe wasn't in it. But the women showed up to the tomb that day afraid. They were scared. They were sad. They were afraid. They were lonely. And that's how I showed up to the tomb this day. On Easter, I think we show up as we are. We show up. Christ says, come as you are. I prepared a place for you just as you are. And I find comfort. I don't know if I've ever paid attention before that they showed up to the tomb that day afraid. And that has spoke so much to me this year of it's okay for me to show up Easter morning afraid and grieving and sad. But what's important is that I show up. Because Christ is risen, and he's ready to say, come on, Nikki, I got this. Let's go. So
that's yeah, exactly, and that was what I was thinking, because the message was he has been raised, right?
Right.
Not he will be raised,
right.
But
done.
He has been raised. They were afraid they were coming, but he was already resurrected.
Yeah, it's done.
Right? They had no reason to fear, mm-hmm. right? They have no reason to fear, but yet they were afraid. Why? Because they were not believing.
Because they're human.
Yeah, because that's just because every day, you know what, I've got to start off every day. Every day I wake up in the morning and I have to remind myself, I have a routine, as you know, mm-hmm. where I have prayers and meditations mm-hmm. and such, to remind myself of the promises of God. Because every day I can be tempted to be afraid. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where, you know, resurrection is something. It didn't just happen 2,000 years ago. It doesn't just happen on Easter Sunday. You know, in my experience, it has to happen every day in my life. Mm-hmm. Right? I've got to turn and I've got to say, that's the foundation on which I stand. I stand on the foundation of that promise. And even on the very day that it happened, mm-hmm. they said, he has been raised. It is already done. Mm-hmm. It is finished. And so can we trust in that promise? That we can experience a resurrection every day? Is this resurrection real for us in our lives?
Well, and I think I see it. I see it even on days I wake up grumpy and lonely and hating this isolation. When I pay attention, I see it. I see it in people being kind to one another and saying, hey, I have extra masks. Let me bring them to your house. Or, do you need some groceries? I'm going out. Let me get something for you. Or the medical people working day and night. Or I see people taking signs to nursing homes, to loved ones to say, you know, we love you or we miss you. And I just see it. I see Christ working even in the darkness. I see Christ working even in my fear. And I see Christ working even in my grief. And it's an amazing day to have Easter.
Well, and I'm going to have to say it again. And we saw, because where do we see the examples, right? We see the examples in how we treat each other. And that's what you're talking about. How do we celebrate resurrection? Mm-hmm. Well, I can share the hope. I can share in my smile. I can share the hope with somebody who's struggling. And we remembered Peggy Dummler, our dear friend. Well, I said a last name, but Peggy, our dear, dear friend that we celebrated, we shared about her smile. Somebody shared in that memorial service, they said, you can see in the pictures.
Right.
You can see the love come across in the smile. How do we celebrate resurrection? Well, it's through our actions. It's how we reach out to each other in hope and in love and not in fear.
Right.
Right? That doesn't mean we take silly risks, but we can give an encouraging message. We can give a phone call. Phone calls have sure meant a lot in this.
Oh, time. Yeah. Well, and I think, as our friend Adam said years ago, that meant so much to me, and I always lean on, you know, one of the joys of a church community is when I'm down, then there'll be someone that can reach out and help lift me up. And when someone else is down, I can reach out and help lift them up. And I have really felt church this week by people reaching out and checking on us, and us reaching out and checking on other people. And like you said, that's where resurrection happens. We see Christ in the love of one another. We see Christ in the love we see out in the world. And I think what I'm challenging myself this Easter season is to keep looking and to find God acting in this time, to find the resurrection moments, to find those moments that I go, ah, God, I caught you working right there. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, to find them, but you know, I'm reminded of what our favorite Kentucky poet, Wendell Berry, says. He talks about practicing resurrection, practicing resurrection. So I think it's actually what we were talking about in a smile, even in a dark time, in a dark and fearful time. If I stand on a firm foundation, then I can give a smile to somebody.
Right.
Then I can give an encouraging word to somebody. Then I can be of service to somebody else. Then I can think about somebody else and care for somebody else. And then people see in that, they see a witness to the faith that we profess. And that's what I think we call practicing resurrection. And again, we have no reason to fear, but we can practice resurrection, and we have to. We have to practice resurrection day by day. You know, I mean, I was saved on that cross 2,000 years ago. I was saved by Jesus' resurrection, but you know, by believing each and every day, you know, that makes all the difference of whether I am in death or I am in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think this Easter, like no Easter ever before, reminds me that it's not about the lilies and it's not about the fancy Easter dress, which I have to say was a big burden off my shoulders this year. And it's not even about the potlucks that I love so much and those deviled eggs that I will miss today. It's not about that. And this Easter has really made us stop and pause and think about what is it really about. And it's about that have no fear, because I am risen from the dead. I'm here to guide your life. Death can't keep me down. I'm here. And so I think more than ever before, this Easter Sunday is so special, even though it's us in our room and I'm so missing the egg hunt and I'm really missing the potluck and all our friends at church and the joy you see in the children this morning. I'm missing that stuff a lot. But at the same time, I know God is here, and I know God is in each home that is watching, and I know that God keeps us connected. And when we are able to come back together, how much more joy we will feel in being with one another. It will be like Easter yet again in my mind.
Well, and that's where, and we're going to close our message with what's Nikki's favorite song of Easter. You know, it's not Easter unless we can sing this song. And I think the message is right there in the song, and we're going to sing it together. But the song is Because He Lives, right? And it was the same for those women so long ago. You know, they were darkened in their mind, but Jesus appeared and said, do not fear. And because He lives, they could face tomorrow.
That's right.
Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and that I can trust and I can persevere because He lives.
That's right.
And that's the message of our faith, amen. And that's a favorite song I know for many. So I'm going to invite our kids, as we close our message and we prepare our hearts for communion, to come forward, and we're going to sing. And I want everybody, Ezekiel, not just in the background, you get it here in the frame, but everybody together, and we're going to sing this song that we think of on Easter, because it shares the very message of our faith, because He lives. It goes like this. God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died. Savior lives. He
life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold, how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy that gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, everybody, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Let's do that last verse. And then one day I'll cross that river and fight life's fight, no war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory and I'll know he reigns. Last time, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Last part, because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Oh man, now it feels like Easter.
It does, even sitting here at home, and I know you all were singing with us across the miles, and we're now going to prepare our hearts for communion. And again, we do miss the lilies, and we miss the fellowship, and we miss the Easter egg hunt and the potluck and the cinnamon rolls and all these things that we'd have. But please do know that the church continues, and we are here. In fact, this was as busy a week, I think, as we've ever had, reaching out and connecting people virtually in a difficult time. And do know that the needs of the church continue, and we do welcome your contributions and your support in this time. Either reach out and send something in the mail, or you can connect online. But I'm so glad that we can join together, and that is a way that we can join together in the fellowship of our Lord, is by being of support through our prayers, through our gifts. But we've come now to the most sacred time of our worship service, and that is the Lord's Supper and the communion meal. And Nikki, I'm going to see if you want to have a few words of reflection. I know this is a, Nikki's got a word to share this morning.
I always have a word to share. So especially in self-isolation, I don't have many people to talk to. So I could keep this going forever. But I was thinking of that. I had one Easter before that I did not go to church. In my whole life, I can think of one Easter. And when I was 8 years old, I used to spend almost every Saturday night with my grandma Jay. She was widowed before I was born. And so on Saturdays, I would call grandma and say, "Grandma, are you lonely?" And she'd say, "I sure am." And I'd say, "You need me to come spend the night?" And she'd say, "I sure do." And so Saturday nights, almost every Saturday night, I spent the night with my grandma and then went to church with her. And on Easter morning, when I was 8 years old, I woke up with chicken pox. And I had chicken pox from head to toe. I had chicken pox everywhere. And I was trying to act like I didn't and eating breakfast with grandma. And she said, "Sweetheart, we need to call your mom. I think you got the chicken pox." And I said, "Oh, no, I don't. It'll be just fine. I'll be fine." And she said, "No, sweetheart, you can't go to church today. You have the chicken pox." So that was my first experience of Easter morning being self-isolated. But on that morning, I felt really alone because it was just me and my mom home, and I knew everyone else was out having fun. So this Easter feels a little bit better knowing everybody else is self-isolating with me. But as I've learned through the years, that everything changes. Friendships can change, and life can change, and Easter even can change what it looks like and our expectation. I can remember we've had probably two or three meetings about Easter before self-isolation came along, and so today definitely does not look like what the church had been planning. But no matter what all changes in the world, no matter how life changes every day, the one thing that never changes is the love found at the table. And at the table, the bread and the cup, they are never ending. Jesus' body, Jesus' blood, the grace, forgiveness, love, and mercy found is just amazing. And so today, as we come to this table, remember, no matter what else changes in this world, this bread, this cup, and God's love are never changing. They always remain. So come to the table, brothers and sisters, on this Easter morning. Come knowing that you are loved. Come knowing that you are forgiven. And come knowing that Jesus is not in that tomb, but has been raised for eternity for our sin and for our life. So come to the table, brothers and sisters, and know you are loved.
Amen. And we do remember, and we share in the sacred meal of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we've been commanded to do. But it was on that night in which Jesus was betrayed. The scripture teaches how the disciples were there with Jesus, gathered in the upper room. And it says that he took the bread, and that he blessed it, and that he broke it, and that he gave it to the disciples. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you." And likewise, the scripture teaches how Jesus took the cup, and he shared it also with the disciples. And he said to them, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And now I'll say to you, Nikki, this is the body of Christ, broken for you, and the blood of Jesus Christ shed for you.
Amen. Canaan, this is the body of Christ, broken for you, and the cup of new life poured out for you. Eden, this is the body of Christ broken for you, and the cup of new life poured out for you.
Amen. And also for you, the body of Christ broken for you, the cup of new life, the blood of Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and eat. Take and drink. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God this day and always. Amen.
Now I just want to take a moment to remind people, if you took a picture of your communion at home or your worship space, make sure you send it our way or post it on the church website. We definitely want to see how we are all worshiping God this Easter Sunday and every Sunday. So make sure you send or post any pictures you have of your family together this Easter so we can stay connected and see one another.
Amen. And I'm just reminding Ezekiel, he's going to finish off with a postlude on the harp and something that is uplifting. And my prayer is that all of us can have an uplift from this service, that we can be reminded, even in these difficult times, that we have a hope and a promise, and that we can trust in the promises of our God. And so I'm going to lead us out on the benediction. Please do reach out if you need anything, and know that the church is here for you. And let's go out on the benediction, and then we'll finish with Ezekiel's prelude. Now let us pray. And now may the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all through Jesus Christ our Lord, this day and always. Amen.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Thank you.